How to hack your happy hormones. The hormones, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, significantly impact our physical and mental health. Being low in any of these biochemicals can have a massively detrimental effect, yet they're rarely discussed or understood. Luckily, some straightforward ways to hack our happy hormones exist. In this article, I'm discussing the four different hormones, what they're responsible for, the symptoms of low levels, and how to boost them safely to feel happier and healthier. To watch the extended YouTube version of this article, I'll leave the link below. Overview. When we undertake certain activities, we release specific combinations of neurochemicals. Once you're aware of your happy hormones, what each one is responsible for and how to activate them, you can choose to undertake activities that force their release. This enhances your physical and mental well-being and effectively combats stress, anxiety, lethargy, demotivation, and low mood. Dopamine, the reward chemical. What is dopamine? Dopamine is often referred to as the reward chemical, as it gets released in response to achieving or accomplishing goals, large or small, or when we feel that we're on the right track towards their attainment. Dopamine is closely connected to motivation levels. In other words, if you're highly motivated, your dopamine levels are good, and if you're unmotivated, they're likely low. You can get a dopamine hit from many different sources. However, not all sources of dopamine are beneficial. Some can be incredibly harmful and can cause addictions. Therefore, it's vital to understand how to access this critical hormone without causing potentially long-lasting damage. Symptoms of low dopamine: muscle cramps, spasms or tremors, aches and pains, stiffness in muscles, loss of balance, constipation, difficulty eating and swallowing, weight loss or weight gain, frequent pneumonia, trouble sleeping or disturbed sleep, low energy, inability to focus, moving or speaking more slowly than usual, feeling fatigued, feeling demotivated, feeling inexplicably sad or tearful, mood swings, feeling hopeless, low self-esteem, feeling guilt-ridden, anxiety, low sex drive, lack of insight or awareness. How to safely access dopamine. Celebrating wins, large or small. Rewarding ourselves after completing a task. Undertaking self-care activities such as meditation, massage, warm bubble bath, pampering, reading a favourite book, etc. Ticking things off a list. Eating good, satisfying, wholesome food. Completing a challenging exercise workout. Going for a long walk in countryside. Playing with pets or children. Cooking a wonderful meal. Receiving validation and good feedback from others. Creating, painting, drawing, needlework, DIY, etc. Working on our hobbies, finding solutions to problems. The more complex, the better. The list is endless. I talk about dopamine, including addiction, in much more detail in the video version. Oxytocin, the love hormone. What is oxytocin? Oxytocin acts as a chemical messenger in the brain, and it is integral to human behaviors, including sexual arousal, recognition, trust, anxiety, and mother-infant bonding. It can be traced back to our earliest ancestors when separating from the tribe meant certain death. We simply could not survive on our own, out in the open, without the protection of the wider group. Therefore, having close bonds was critical to ensuring our survival. That's where oxytocin comes in. Anyone experiencing prolonged periods alone will likely be low in oxytocin. So, for example, during lockdown, if you are living and working on your own and don't own a pet, we get oxytocin from playing and stroking our pets, and spending little or no time with others, undoubtedly your oxytocins will have been low. Symptoms of low oxytocin levels: poor communication, irritability and agitation, inability to feel affectionate, more anxieties and fears than normal, increased appetite for sugary rich food, experiencing little joy from life, disturbed sleep, muscle aches, prolonged healing, low mood, lethargy and inability to motivate yourself, stress and anxiety, despair, loneliness, unexplained aches and pains, low appetite, sadness, low mood. How to safely access oxytocin? Hugging. If you can hug somebody for 15 seconds or more, the effects get heightened, even more so if you're both naked. Prolonged physical touching, for example, holding hands or getting a massage. Exercising with others, sports, music, theatre events, anywhere there are large groups of people, especially if you all have a common goal, for example, football. Playing with a baby or children, playing with a pet, laughing with others, sharing experiences, storytelling. Holistic treatments such as massage, Reiki, physiotherapy, etc. Giving a compliment face-to-face or even virtually. Serotonin, the mood stabilizer. What is serotonin? Serotonin is responsible for several internal processes, including sleep, regulating appetite, promoting learning and memory, increasing positive feelings and emotions, and overall mood stability. Serotonin gets activated when daylight hits the back of our eyes, when we're outside, and this must be direct exposure. In other words, not through a window. SAD, seasonal affective disorder, is a result of a lack of serotonin release. Symptoms of low serotonin: low mood, aggression, stress, low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, sleep issues, not being able to fall asleep, waking up in the middle of the night, insomnia, chronic pain, appetite issues, hyperactivity, difficulty concentrating, memory and learning issues, craving high sugar, high fat carbs, impulsive behavior, poor memory. How to safely access serotonin? Exercise, meditation, massage and holistic therapies, for example, Reiki and physiotherapy, daylight exposure, walking, running, cycling, especially in nature, eating wholesome, unprocessed food. For example, whole wheat, oatmeal, brown rice and pasta, oily fish, fruit and nuts. Visualization, practicing gratitude. Endorphins, the painkiller. What are endorphins? Endorphins are neurotransmitters responsible for making you feel happy. They minimize discomfort and pain and maximize pleasure. Recent studies suggest that they play an essential role in reducing stress, anxiety, and depression, and are critical for overall well-being. We use the term runner's high in reference to the euphoria people feel after strenuous exercise. The elated mood can primarily be attributed to the massive endorphin release we experience when we exercise. Symptoms of low endorphin levels: muscle stiffness, fatigue, low energy, sleep problems, aches and pains, prolonged recovery from illness, prolonged recovery after exercise, mood swings, anxiety, depression, weight issues, impulsive behaviors, headaches, low self-esteem. How to safely boost endorphin levels? Exercising, especially with others, laughing out loud, especially with others, watching comedy programs or movies, watching live comedy, massage and holistic therapies, eating wholesome unprocessed food, eating dark chocolate and drinking red wine in moderation, dancing and singing, listening to uplifting music, helping others, undertaking creative activities. The wrap up. As our biochemicals are so critical to our physical and mental health, it's vital to weave activities into your daily routine that will safely activate their release. I recommend choosing at least one thing you can do each day to stimulate each of the four happy biochemicals. Give some thought to any obstacles that might stop you from following through and how you'll overcome them. That's one of the fundamental keys to habit formation. If you'd like more information on this topic, I have a free PDF-based mini course, which includes an A4 poster of the four biochemicals and how to hack them, which you can print off to remind you. Click the link below to receive your copy. What next? If you want to watch the extended YouTube version of this article, please head over to YouTube and remember to like, comment, subscribe and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss all of my upcoming content. I need 1,000 subscribers to be able to do live streaming, and I'm only 130 subs away. So if you could help me with that, I would be incredibly grateful. It's completely free and I don't get access to your email address or any other personal details. And if you haven't yet signed up to get my weekly newsletter, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. Finally, thank you so much for your continued support. It really does mean the world to me.